Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. So, we're going to keep going. And also pray for Evangelist Della Weiss. Amen. I'm quite sure she's doing well, but just say a word of a prayer for her. Amen. Amen. Hey, Reverend Pam. Yeah, amen. And Reverend Pam is better, back to work, and God has healed her up. Amen. So let us continue to pray for those who have been ill. We already had a praise report on Deacon Randy, which is Tanya's husband. We had a praise report. Let's believe in God for Reverend Tony. On today, we had a praise report for Deacon Brown, who I've seen walking around, amen, telling me, you going where? You going out of this state? So we bless God, amen. So let us go into the word. Let us pray first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up. We give you the highest praise, God. Lord, I thank you for opening doors, God. Lord, I pray for today on contracts on today, Father. We ask that, God, Lord, if you would just continue to do what you do, Father God. Negotiate those contracts, dear Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you, Father, for new beginnings, for new things, God. Some people have contracts on the table, God. Lord, just evaluate them. Whatever needs to be deleted or added to, Father God, let it run smoothly, God, because, Lord, we know you know what's best for us. We know you know what's best for us, Father God. You know what's best for us, dear Lord, so do it right now for your glory, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, it's in Jesus' name, and touch people's homes who are in foreclosure on today, God. Lord, we ask that, God, Lord, you would give them more time, Father God, where they be able to get the finances up to restore and save their homes on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we bind up homelessness, God. We bind up homelessness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, we love you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hi, Sandy. So I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. And the word of the Lord reads, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Verse 2 says, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Verse 3 reads, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. That was Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 through 3. And the topic on today is adapting to change. Adapting to change. You know, when change comes in our lives, sometimes we get so discombobulated because we always can accept change, accept new things, accept new ideas, accept new people, accept new directions. Sometimes we can't accept those things, and it really messes us up when change comes in our lives. But I know in any time that God is in the midst of change, then I know he knows what he's doing. Amen. And I know that change is good. Change don't always feel good, but change, amen, is good. And when you look back over certain situations and you see where situations and have changed in our lives, no matter what changes, our jobs, our loved ones, or our personalities, or other people's personalities, or our location, or destiny, or whatever have changed in our life, you know, whether it was a good or bad change, that change somehow, God makes that change good. But we get so upset when change come our way because we don't know what to do. But that's the time when you trust God. But and it's also sometimes causes us to get off focus when change comes, because we're like, do we go? Do we stay? Do I give in to change? What do I do? The computer software changes? No, we don't want to upgrade because we liked how it functioned before. And our iPhone, people who have iPhones, every couple of days they got a new update from before. I like, you know, how to be able to read a text before or to send or read an email. Things change all the time. But most of the time, change is good. It's us who sometimes fight against change. Change also sometimes hinder us from going to the next level in God. Whether it's your medication, the doctor changed, I don't like it. And then a month or two later, you're like, this medication is good because he actually weaned me off of this or put me on that, but I don't take much medication as I used to take. That's the time when you pray and say, God, is this change of you? Amen, because sometimes change will come, but that change is not for us. Change comes, but God ain't saying that change is not for you, so I don't want you to change with that. Amen? So it's always good to pray when change comes your way. In this passage, we'll be dealing with Samuel, who was an awesome, awesome, awesome man of God, and he was a priest, and he would often speak prophetic or speak with the Lord, tell him what to say to the kings and to people. And Saul was a king at the time, but Saul, on top of Saul being disobedient to God and leading his people, God removed him, and so he placed somebody else that was going to be a better king and who would serve him wholeheartedly and who would love him, amen, and listen and be obedient to him. But Saul was so messed. Samuel was so messed up because he's thinking about Saul is our king, but God had rejected Saul at one point because Saul was so disobedient to God. When God told him to do something, he did something totally different. First of all, God didn't even want to put a king, but he said, okay, I'll put a king there for you all. So he appointed Saul. But Saul became disobedient to God. But in verse 1, when he told Samuel, he said, the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. He told him, fill thy horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to the house of Jesse the Bethlehemite, and I have provided me a king among his sons. So the thing is that in life, we get so messed up because we can't accept what God has placed in our life that would be better for us. So we actually sit around and we mourn things that God closed the door and God said get rid of. So why are you sitting around mourning those things when I told you, I have anointed someone else to be king? But you're so busy mourning over things that you lost. You're mourning your friends. You're mourning some of your loved ones. And I'm not talking about the ones who passed away, because, you know, we will sometimes keep mourning. I still keep mourning my daddy and my grandparents. Amen. But I reflect on the good times. I'm not talking about that type of mourning. I'm talking about mourning things that you know was bad for you, and you know things that was your past. And even though those things that of your past may have been good, but sometimes God calls you to move on from your past. It don't mean that your past was so bad. It means that sometimes God can't use you or can't grow you the way he wants to move in your life because you're still holding on to those things that he told you to let go. And to be honest, I think that's the hardest thing sometimes, when you know people haven't wronged us or people haven't did anything to us, and God says you got to cut that relationship off. And you're like, but God, why? Because God knows what's best for you. And even though it don't look like it's toxic, sometimes it can be taking all of our attention from God moving us into another direction because we're so busy, you know, engaging conversations and being with them, and they taking up so much of our time and our focus, we can't even move past it because we're so hung up on people. But God told Saul, told Samuel, why are you still mourning Saul? And it's amazing because God gave me this scripture years ago. And I was mourning a situation, relationship so bad. And even though I was out physically, mentally, my mind was still in bondage to it. So God kept giving me that. Why are you still mourning? And I'm saying to myself, God, why are you saying, why am I still mourning? I'm not even there anymore. But a leader told me when I explained the situation, and I know I heard God, but sometimes people just got to let you know, I know you heard God, and this is what that meant. The person said, even though you're physically out of it, you're mentally still in bondage. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I knew it was so real. So even though God kept giving me that, why are you still mourning it, even though physically I was out, Samuel was so upset, you know, with God, like, oh, God, why I'm so mourning Saul? He said, you know, I got somebody right before you, but you can't get it because you still hung up on what was behind you. Now, you can, and the thing about it is that, and it seemed like in verse 2 that he actually ignored Samuel, which he did, because when Samuel said to him, how can I go and Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer. He never answered him. Take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And verse 3 said, and call to Jesse the sacrifice, and I will shew thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. So he skipped all past that. He was like, oh, my God, Saul is going to kill me. God said, go get a heifer and sacrifice. In other words, if God is for you, who could be against you? Amen? I called you to do a work, and you still tell me I'm scared to step out. I'm scared to do this. This person going to be angry with me. This person going to be mad at me. He's going to kill me. And God is like, I am God. And when I tell you to do so, that means that I didn't knock down every giant that's going to come up against you. Hallelujah. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. He said, and you go and anoint. Go to the house of Jesse, and you anoint the name that I tell thee. So in other words, the name that you go to. You look around Jesse's sons. All Jesse's sons was all buff and all built. But King David to him was kind of scrawny. So he skipped right over him. But God said, that one right there. So just when you thought that you had been overlooked, just when you thought that you don't exist, just when you thought that, hallelujah, God, that everybody did reach over you. You know how when you were in kindergarten and you playing duck, duck, goose, and you put your head on the table and everybody patting everybody except for you, and you feel as a kid, oh, my God, why didn't they choose me? But guess what? God chooses you. And even when David may have thought, my brothers are so buffed and everybody always called on them, God has something special for David. But see, Samuel couldn't even see that because he was still mourning his past. But he couldn't even see what I had before you is going to be so much greater than what's behind you. So, yes, use my imagination. No, God didn't answer Samuel because Samuel, and you didn't see all of my miracles. You didn't see all of my wonders. And you're going to say he's going to kill you? No, I got you. I'm sending you on a quest. I'm sending you to do it, and it shall be done. Hallelujah. So even though you may feel like, Lord, I'm resisting this change, and if you pray and God said, I'm changing things around, and this is me who's changing it, you got to go with the change. Now, I'm not saying the change is in your life, and you saying certain things are changing around me. Do I change you? And God said, I want you to stand still. And I'm talking about when God causes the shift, when God causes the change. And we know when God causes a shift. We know when God causes a change because we like God. And isn't it funny how something's happened in our life and we say, oh, my God, it's the devil. But something on the inside say, it ain't the devil because everything and always the devil. God starts shaking up some stuff around us. When we know, oh, my God, it ain't the devil. It's God that's shaking up some stuff because God got to move me from where I'm at to get to this place. But first, I got to release my past. First, I got to get rid of the naysayers. First, I got to get rid of everything that's going to block me from getting where I need to go. See, and hallelujah, God, if Samuel would have stayed in that place of mourning what he lost, he never would have seen the great king that God has placed over them for the nation if he would have stayed there, if he would have stayed, continue to be mourning. So I say to you all, take the covers from over your head. Take the covers off. And move out what God tell you to move out in. God has not forgotten about you. That shift in your life is God. Hallelujah. So stop mourning those things that's behind you so you can see what's before you. That was a hindrance for Samuel if he would continue to have stayed there, if he would continue to have stayed in that place of mourning something that God told him to get rid of. He never would have seen something so great before him if he would have stayed stuck in that situation. So on today, I encourage you to step out in that thing that got you so bound up, that God is shifting you to release, but you're still trying to hang on. And the more you hang on, the more that door going to stay shut because God ain't moving until you move that thing. Hallelujah. But when God gives you permission to move on, honey, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah, years, I had to go with the flow. I could pray, I could anoint my eyes and say, God, heal me. But if he don't heal me, he still heal me in a way where I don't need to see an eyeball. So that's my healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. I could be walking around with a stick trying to feel my way through. But because he allowed me to still have some sight, I rejoice in the name of the Lord. So I didn't let my past of me having 20/20 vision keep me from what I'm doing today. So I learned to go with the flow. I learned that Jesus is for me. Who can be against me? I will look towards the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I went with the chains. The chains didn't have me. I had it. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I remember when I was at the eye doctor, and my mom said, why did you just laugh or smile when the doctor came and diagnosed you? I said, Mom, what am I supposed to do, die here? If I give it, I'll die here. I got to keep on going. So my tears was tears of like, whatever they say, I know if God is for me, who can be against me? I know that he is my light. I know that he is a good shepherd. I know that he's the way, the truth, and the life. I know that he is the door. He is the bread of life. So however God will have me, I got to go with the change. But it's a good change for me because I learned that I had to trust God. Trust him in my preaching. Trust him in my teaching. Everything I had to trust God for. So I no longer could control the situation. So I had to trust God to see for me. Hallelujah, God. So whatever he wanted to have me in him and not see 20/20 vision again, I don't know. But I couldn't be angry with God. I had to trust God. I had to trust him. So I just keep in my mind, if I should look towards the hills, would come in my help coming from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I have tears of joy. So don't let anything that you may feel that's a malfunction, or anything you may feel like, you know, you inadequate, don't allow those things to make you feel like you're so inadequate that you can't move out in life. Oh, yes, you can. I couldn't stay stuck there in my past of how I used to see. I had to go according to what I see today. Amen? Because if not, I would have stayed in that state. I would have stayed, but I never in my life became depressed or mourning over what I lost. I couldn't control it. So you go with the flow. I know God is not going to leave me. He's not never leaving nor forsake you. Amen? So let go of those things that God's calling you to let go. Yes, I know it's hard. Yes, no, I know it ain't easy. It ain't easy giving up your home and relocating. Or how about being the comforts of somebody else's home and it's not ours? Amen. But don't you know God is going to make a way and prepare a place for you any your way? Don't you know he's going to do that for you? So even if you have to be in a place that feels like it's uncomfortable for you because it's not my own, it's not my own kitchen, it's not my own living room, but don't you know that God is working in the midst of that and that shift is coming? But you just got to wait on the Lord, huh? And be of good courage. He did not forget about you. Hallelujah. So my lines are open. Hallelujah. And I'll take your call. I have 5 minutes left. God is so faithful, y'all. He is so good. And I do trust the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So just know that adapting to change, adapting to those things that you feel may be hard for you. You got to adapt, honey, because if not, you'll wind up dying in that place. Don't die in that place. Just move out. If change is coming, ask God, Lord, how do I move in this shift of change? Amen. Because if this change is coming from you, then I know I got to change with it. Amen. Hallelujah. So before I close, I don't know if anyone want to comment. If you press 1, I'll take your call. The Lord is so faithful, and he is so good, y'all. I tell you, amen. Honey, Jesus is the best thing, Corinne. I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you, he is. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, bless you. I lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you, dear Lord, on today. Father God, Lord, I thank you for every day, Lord God. I thank you for moving and shifting and changing, Father. I thank you for changing in us, God. But Lord, only one thing stays the change. It's the word of God. You said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You're the only thing that don't change, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So, Lord, we know that you're the same, God. We know that you're the same God who rescued us years ago. We know you're the same God who died on Calvary, God, for our sins, Father. We love you, Holy Ghost. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Lord, you said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Listen, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' most precious name, we do say, amen and amen. We say a prayer, Father God, for my spiritual mother, Mother Reverend Moore, on today. God, continue to lift her spirits and her family. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Amen. Oh, hey. That's what my spiritual mother. I'm praying for you. Amen and amen. So for those who are just logged on, just go back and listen to the replay because God is so faithful, y'all. He is so good. I'm up here just crying with tears of joy because he is so faithful. He is so faithful. So in the midst of change in our life, in the midst of God shifting and changing some things, go with the flow of the change because God is not going to misdirect you. He's going to direct you and guide you to what's right. He directed Samuel to what's right. Once Samuel stopped mourning his past, he was able to move forward into what God called him to do, and he was able to anoint a new king, a powerful king, much better than the one that was in the past, which was Saul. Amen. So God bless you all. Listen to the replay. I see you all again on next Tuesday, and please share this broadcast. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day. Amen. Amen.